course, welcome here to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Jeff Blankman with you here. We're going to talk here momentarily about Craig Rowetter and their heartbreaking loss down at Lewis Central last night, losing by 135-34. We'll also talk to Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper football team here in just a little bit as well. They pick up a huge win in the district. We'll talk Kemper volleyball with Rusty Wintermote. We'll talk Carroll volleyball with Riley Ludwig. We'll talk Kemper girls tennis. They're in action this morning. We'll talk with head coach Dean Finneran. We'll talk Kemper cross country with Thomas Nelson and Carroll girls swimming as well with Deb Danner. Let's start off, though, with, of course, our scoreboard from last night. Again, Class 3A District 6, Carroll falling to Lewis Central 35-34. It was Harlan shutting out Denison Schleswig 28-0. Atlantic tops Storm Lake 47-22. Des Moines North rolls by Perry. That was a Thursday night game, 30-13. Des Moines Christian over Creston, 44-31. And Greene County blows out Seidel, 47-7. Class 2A District 2, Kemper again with a huge 43-22 win over OABCIG, dominating the second half. Southeast Valley over Estevale, Lincoln Central, 40-13. Okoboji edges Spirit Lake, 10-7. Class 1A District 2, South Central Calhoun snaps their two-game losing streak with a 35-14 win at South Hamilton. It was ESAC falling to Mansa Northwest Webster 49-19, and Emmitsburg holds on to beat Pocahontas area 28-21. Class A District 8, Ikea Manning falls on the road to a 9th-ranked Woodbury Central 21-14. Wesu blows out Akron Westfield 38-0. Loma rose by Westwood 34-13, and St. Albert blows out West Monona 42-14. 8-man at District 9, Audubon, they look almost unbeatable right now. They beat Cam 66-0. It was Glidden-Ralston falling at Bouyer Valley 34-6. Arweva beats Xyro Corden-Kimbledon 60-24. And Coon Rapids Bear, they blow out Griswold as they move to 3-1 on this season. Final there was 72-0. We'll step away, take a break. We've got, of course, Craig Rowetter with the Carroll Tigers set to join us next when we come back with the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on the CB Sports Network and KCIM.
Hey, moms and dads out there. Let Pizza Ranch make feeding your family fun and affordable. Every Tuesday night, kids 12 and under eat free. Whether they love the pizza, chicken, or mac and cheese, you'll make them all happy. When you're on the go with sports, church, or, well, just life, come in for a quick and delicious buffet. The best part is, they'll do the dishes. Pizza Ranch makes family meals fun and fast. For delivery or carryout, call 792-3456. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Oh, that's good.
Back here at the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show, let's talk a little Carroll Tiger football right now. Tigers fall last night down at Lewis Central in a thriller. 35-34, the final score as they fall to 1-3, but maybe the best 1-3 in the state. Coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you. And, you know, another one-score game, another one-score loss for you guys. This has just got to be tough.
Yeah, I don't have much hair the way it is, so it's going away faster by the week. But, it's been, unfortunately, we're on the flip side of where we were a week ago in a one-point ball game. That was, it was there until the end.
We got to start at the end. If I heard correctly and stuff, a blocked extra point, the difference?
Yeah, but we did get the we had the ball back.
Okay.
Sounds like this story's been on repeat for 3 of the 4 weeks that we had the ball, with a chance, and we had two and a half minutes left with two timeouts, and we didn't abandon the run game that kept us in the game the whole night. So we were just short. We were on 4th and 1 and went to run a little quarterback sneak and just didn't quite get the snap for whatever reason. So, turned it over there, and there's only a minute and some change left there. So we didn't even waste the timeouts because there was 3 knees. We just delayed the inevitable.
Coach, you mentioned the run game, though. You put 34 on the board, 5 touchdowns on the board. That running game was good again last night.
Yeah. And again, a lot of Adam Allen, Crane Hard all night, but, still the old running back in me. All the credit up front with the offensive linemen. They just did an outstanding job against some really big kids. We were by far outsized, but our guys just, hammered at it. We went kind of a heavier heavier set last night, so Quentin Polking came over and, you know, just, and it speaks to the character of our guys. You know, Quentin wasn't really planning on playing offense much, but much less offensive line, but he knows we need him at this time, so he was kind of playing double duty. And Caden Luters and Gavin Holt, they didn't get much break either. They were pretty much on the field the whole time on offense and defensive line. And when you're going against a team like Lewis Central, who can kind of platoon guys in, it was, you know, it was pretty impressive with the amount of snaps that those guys played against the caliber of opponent we played. That, you know, but again, they just kept at it all night long and, you know, gave a great effort.
As I was tracking this game on Twitter, Coach, with Nick broadcasting, and it just felt like it was kind of going back and forth, you know, 14-13 at halftime, 21-21. Did you ever feel like either team gained control of this game at all?
Not really, because it seemed like whenever somebody made a play, you're like, oh, they're in the, and then, you know, a turnover happens and something, you know, we felt good at one time, then we kind of gave up, well, even just the opening. Our opening score, you know, we took advantage of a miscue on a muff punt, and then they returned the kickoff. You know, so you're thinking, hey, we got some momentum, and the, you know, they score on special teams, or, you know, if we got another touchdown, you know, they would kind of have a, it reminded me a little bit of the Humboldt game. I mean, they were, you know, Lewis Central is really explosive on offense, so they had a couple quick scores where, again, we were kind of trying to control the clock and, you know, limit their possession. So we kind of were grinding it out a little bit. But even then, we got some, when you thought they maybe were going to get control of something, then our defense came up with a big stop or a turnover of our own. So, no, it really was back and forth all night, just kind of trading haymakers.
Some people are going to say, did the defense play well? They gave up 35. Your thoughts on that? Because this was a team that you knew was capable of putting some points on the board.
Yeah, no, they defensively, I was really happy. I mean, we turned the ball over four times, you know, and if you do that against a team like Lewis Central, you should be beat by 4 to 5 scores.
Yep.
You know, so we put our defense in some tricky spots, and more often than not, you know, they answered the bell. So it was, no, it never felt like that. Plus, Matt Collison, you know, gave us the lead at the end.
Yep.
For a little bit on a 80-yard pick six. So that was huge. There was another momentum swing right there where it looked like Lewis Central was going to drive down and possibly take the lead, and then we hit that pick six with Mac. So that was another big play. The night was full of – you know, we were on the wrong end of the score, but I'm guessing most fans got their money's worth.
Jumped the passing lane. How'd Mac get that one?
Yeah, he was just in good position, and they kind of threw – It was maybe a questionable decision by the quarterback, because I felt we had two guys right there, and Mac undercut it, and we had somebody else over the top. So I was giving him – I'll give him a little grief, because we were – I think we, as we were running down the sideline, I think we were gaining on him. So he better – maybe he needs to run track this spring, maybe.
Hey, must get his dad's speed, maybe, huh?
Yeah, you said it, not me.
I know. Pete's anticipating it. So, Coach, take me through though their drive though that gave them the lead late. How did you guys defend that, and what did they do to be able to get that late lead?
They were balanced all night. You know, they got us for a couple long passes, but they kind of leaned on the ground game a little bit. And you could tell, I mean, it was kind of a common theme. We were both kind of wearing each other out. Again, unfortunately, with the roster sizes, it was my guys were on both sides of the ball, so it was a little tougher on us. So they kind of did lean on that run game. Ultimately, that's what they got it down inside the 12-yard line, I believe, and they were able to score. Kind of ran the same inside zone play twice, and that's how they took the lead on us at the very end.
Coach, I feel like I've asked you this so many times. I know this team's full of confidence. They know what they can do in the district, but God, how do you expect young people, 14 to 18, to rebound from 3-1 score losses, and especially one like this with another chance to win on that final possession or your final possession? So the mentality of the guys coming out of this one and on the bus ride home last night?
Oh, they're focused. You know, it's not a – it sounds weird, but I'm pleasantly surprised that I'm not worried about it.
Good.
We discussed it after the game that, hey, now the non-district is officially at a close. You know, we were 1-0 in 3A play, and we were 0-3 in 4A, all by less than a score or less. So, you know, I don't know how, if, like I said, I work too hard for my money, so I don't wager it away, but I don't know how many would have really, I'm not sure what the spread was last night, but I don't think too many would have probably took the money line on Carroll High. So, you know, I think we just, even though it came out short, I think we surprised some people. I don't think Lewis Central quite expected what they got last night either. So, again, not a fan of moral victories at all, but I think if anybody's been paying attention to those, you know, we looked like we belonged on the field with a team that I anticipate is going to be potentially in the Unidome in Class 4A.
Coach, you got the big district game. At least it's the first district game, but most people anticipated you two being the top two teams in the district. Harlan coming to your place next week for homecoming. They picked up their first win of the season tonight, beating Denison Schleswig by a final of 28-0. What do you know about them right now?
Oh, it's Harlan. I mean, that's the good and the bad about playing Harlan. Not saying model after it, but you know, they are who they are. And they're not going to waver too much. And it's going to be one of the most fundamentally sound teams that we've played thus far. You know, it starts with their coaching staff. They just do a great job year in, year out. And, it is kind of weird seeing both of us at 1-3.
Yep.
And again, they played a challenging non-district team. They had Glenwood and Lewis Central as well. So there's a couple 4A teams, you know, that they went up against. So we both kind of got maybe the short end of the nice draw for non-district games. So we don't really pay much attention to the record, but they're going to be a balanced squad offensively. Defensively, traditionally, they sit in a 4-3. With two safeties, I think they're probably going to sneak one up on us. So it'll probably look like either a 5-3 or a 4-4. But, you know, I anticipate a physical football game. And if our first four games are any indication, I think our guys will be, you know, up for the challenge. But it will be a challenge.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here early on this Saturday morning. Celebrate the Hawkeye win last night if you can this weekend, and enjoy the weekend if you can.
Well, I'm not watching volleyball, but I will be in the concession stand this morning. So if anybody's bored and wants to come out and watch some volleyball at Carroll High, I'll be selling you Snickers bars or something in the concession stand. So.
What are you going to have for breakfast pizza this morning? Because I'll be there here in a little bit.
I'll probably spoil my breakfast and have a Snickers. I don't know.
There you go. Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here. I guess we'll see you here in just a little bit.
You bet. Thanks again for all the coverage and everything you do. Go Tigers.
You bet. Head coach again, Craig Rowetter, again with the Carroll Tigers. Back with more. We'll talk with Ryan Steinkamp about their big win last night, dominating in the second half against OABCIG, when we come back on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM and the CB Sports Network.
A highlight home from Mid-Al Real Estate Team, 110 North Maple Street. Just reduced $10,000. One-and-a-half-story home offering three spacious bedrooms and a thoughtfully designed custom kitchen, complete with all appliances. Enjoy the outdoors on the inviting covered deck, surrounded by a meticulously landscaped grounds that enhance the home's curb appeal. A large two-car detached garage provides ample parking. All of this at 110 North Maple Street with a new price of $180,000. This is Brandon Snyder with another quality offering from Mid-Iowa Real Estate Team. Take your tour at midiowateam.com.
Back again on the Saturday morning coaches show here, Mason Neal, and joined by Coach Ryan Steinkamp. Coach, you guys in the first half here against OABCIG, what do you feel like you saw on the sidelines?
Oh, you know, our kids are competing. You know, offensively, I thought a great job. We need to make some. They need the ball more. No, defensively, we did well. No, but we just couldn't get off the field. We gave up way too many third downs. Had a lot of missed tackles that really hindered us. And it really, the offense kept us in that half for sure.
And then for you guys as well, I mean, you saw a different style of football. You guys really kind of one-play touchdowns, two-play touchdowns, kind of 30-second drives. OABCIG had a 7-minute drive and an 8-minute drive in that first half. Do you feel like that kind of slowed up things that you guys were trying to do?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, our offense, you know, they were clicking well. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to OABCIG. You know, they ran the ball on us, again, three, four, five yards every time. You know, that adds up and stacks it. And then they passed it. You know, we had great pressure on the quarterback. We couldn't contain him. And then he's a really good quarterback. He made some nice plays.
And talking about that quarterback there, I watched at halftime for you guys. You switched from a 4-man front to a 5-man front. Do you feel like that gave you a little bit of advantage going onto the run defense there?
Yeah, it definitely helped us a little bit, you know, because they were doing some read plays with him. He was pulling it and getting loose on us, too. So it kind of made us a little more balanced. And I thought the D-line and linebackers played really well the second half.
And you talk about kind of doing those read plays there in the first half. Reef Jensen kind of, he did a couple times where he'd get slippery in the backfield and he would go around and get outside. Do you feel like you guys needed to cover a little bit of the outside better? Or where do you feel like you guys kind of were weak on that outside?
Yeah. They had us outmatched there, too. You know, I got out coached there for a little bit. And we just made the adjustments in our kids responded well.
For you guys in the first half as well, you open up the game with that deep bomb to Braxton Benami. It gets called back with a penalty. I think three penalties within that first kind of half there for you guys. Do you feel like that was kind of a big factor in what you guys were doing? Was a lot of it was getting called back with some penalties?
You know, and then, yeah, I mean, that happens, you know, holding call here or there. But I know the one, you know, we had that big error in the punt return. We had too many guys in the field, too. That defense started off great. I mean, that penalty, that really hindered us. And, you know, that was on his coaches. You know, one player got to come off, too. But I should have used a timeout and got to that situation, too. So that's something that us coaching staff got to do a better job of, just make sure we're counting and doing those numbers because we missed it as well.
For you guys as well so far, I mean, in that first half, there hasn't been many times in the first half that you guys have punt. Did it kind of remind you of that Algona game where you guys trailed against Algona?
That game just let me know that, you know, our kids are competitive. They're going to fight. And, you know, at halftime, nobody was worried. Like, no one was hitting the panic button, too. We just knew how to get better and things we can improve on.
And then after the game, you talked to Braxton Benami and Preston Benami as well on our interviews on YouTube. I talked to them, and they said that you talked to them at halftime and said that you just need to play with more heart. What do you feel like at halftime you guys did to adjust?
That the kids just played, you know, like we first half, yeah, we, you know, it's a chess match in the first half, figuring out what you're gonna do and not. And then second half, you know, we made a lot of those adjustments in the second quarter, and we were in the right spot. We just weren't making the play, you know. And then, you know, third quarter, halftime, boom, we start making those plays. And just, you know, it's that trust between players and coaches that we talk a lot about. You know, I tell kids, like, things aren't working, I'm going to own up to it and make adjustments and whatnot, too. And, you know, once the kids finally start seeing it, making the plays, too, like, it's just a lot of fun seeing them run out there and flying around hitting.
For you guys as well, I mean, a matchup between OA, BCIG, a lot of people came into this season thinking that you guys and OA were going to contend for this title. What does it mean to get this victory here on your home field, especially on homecoming?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, the crowd is tremendous. They're a huge crowd. We have a lot of great support. And, you know, so it's really fun that, you know, they're able to see us come out with the W. But, you know, every district game is important, you know, and it's a great, really, just really happy for our kids and program to come out with a W tonight.
And, I mean, you look at your district as well, this year being your first district opponent. What do you feel like the rest of the district is looking at, and what do you feel like they're kind of shaping up to be this year?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a battle each week, too. A lot of really good teams and some good coaches and players, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun each week.
And a similar question to what I'd asked to kind of the guys yesterday as well. What do you feel like is the next step for the Kemper Knights going through this season?
Back to basics, you know, tackling. You know, tackling has got to get better. You know, usually you hope that's something that's a little further along at this time. But, you know, watch this game tonight. We're in the right spot, but we were leaving our feet, you know, bad form. And we got to get better at that, too. It's something that we're definitely going to keep on practicing.
Yeah, and do you feel like the practice time now is going to be key for you guys going into the middle of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, usually you go a little more team time. But, you know, as you saw, too, the kids really understand schemes and stuff like that, too. It's like, a lot of it, you can't do anything that's comes down to blocking and tackling.
And, I mean, you look at the senior dominant class on Friday. You guys had Braxton Benami with the two touchdowns. You had Brock Bating throwing three there. You had Braden Alford with a touchdown as well. What do these seniors mean to you guys, and what do they mean to the Kemper Knights program?
They're tremendous players, but they're even better kids, too. Like, you know, they're so good with the younger kids. You know, this week we did the homecoming, we did buddy activity. All those guys are out there playing for the little kids, just being role models. And I'm really happy for success, but they definitely earned it, put the work in for it.
And you talk about it being homecoming. How do you guys get away from the distractions, and how do you guys keep yourself composed on a homecoming night?
we just talk about us. You know, we remind the kids, you know, homecoming's a lot of fun, you know, but, you know, we have a game to play Friday night, and we worry about us. And I was really, really proud of how they handled it this week.
And then you look at kind of the polls for everyone, you guys sitting at number one in Class 2A. Do you feel like that gives you a little bit different expectations on the season, or a little bit of a target on your back, or do you feel like that's just something that you guys block out?
I mean, we really block it out, too. You know, it's great to be recognized like that, but, you know, we worry about us and getting better each week.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on Saturday morning and wish you guys the best of luck with the rest of the season.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Mason. Appreciate it.
Hey, moms and dads out there. Let Pizza Ranch make feeding your family fun and affordable. Every Tuesday night, kids 12 and under eat free. Whether they love the pizza, chicken, or mac and cheese, you'll make them all happy. When you're on the go with sports, church, or, well, just life, come in for a quick and delicious buffet. The best part is, they'll do the dishes. Pizza Ranch makes family meals fun and fast. For delivery or carryout, call 792-3456. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Pizza Ranch rolling on. Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. We're turning the topic from, of course, football over to volleyball right now. And head coach Rusty Wintermelt with the Kemper Knights is joining us. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How's your Saturday morning?
I tell you what, we've talked about this before. Anytime I can get into the 60s and put a sweatshirt on, the old age says thank you. But we're looking for a great day. Spend some volleyball for the CYO tournament, see some nice teams, different styles of teams that we're going to play, but, got all the kids here, 99% of them are healthy and they're asleep, Mr. Blankman. So I'm going to try and speak as softly as I can for this 2-hour drive that we got to spend on a Saturday morning.
Well, you know, Coach, I'm going to give you a hard time. You wouldn't need the jacket if it was 85 or 90 out this morning instead of being in the 60s. But you guys are headed up to Galen Catholic for the CYO. We'll chat about that here in just a moment. Last weekend, you went up to Rockwell City. We previewed that last Saturday. That was a pretty good day for you guys. You went 6-0 in matches, 12-0 in sets, and really controlled, I think, most of those matches. I have a feeling you felt pretty good about how the girls played.
I really did, and again, it was one of those days that because we always seem to start a little bit slower, which we did, but then we found our groove, especially with the new kids in spots. And I don't want to say Zoe Bruning's a new kid, but throwing her in there now, we've got more games under her belt, and we started out with ESAC, and they did a nice job at the very beginning of the match, and then we just found our experience, and we're able to face that off in two, and then, you know, then we step into Carroll, and you know that's always going to be a dogfight. It's kind of like Nebraska and Creighton. It doesn't matter the record, and it doesn't matter. It's just Carroll kids versus Carroll kids, and we found that out really kind of in the first set, and then after that, second set, we kind of took care of, you know, what we needed to take care of. But Riley has some really nice, talented kids over there. And you never talk about, you know, wanting kids. And, you know, that kid would look over here. But the Waddell girl, she was fun to watch. So she's the one that kind of stood out and who we need to focus on. And we did a good job of getting them out of system a lot. Then you step into, Trainer or Winterson. Yep. I don't remember the order. The Trainer one surprised me a little bit, the way that we were able to dominate, but then I look back at it, it's like, well, I believe we have the talent to do this, and the kids were hitting on all cylinders in that first set, causing a lot of deeper hits from Trainer. Now, then Winterson the same way. They have a really nice outside hitter and a setter, and we kind of neutralized their setter or their hitter. Basically, we forced them to do a lot of right side attacking, you know, more back line attacking. They didn't really hit much on the left side. If they did, it was always deeper. And then you step into Ridgeview, who's always been a nemesis, and enjoy playing them, but they were down a player and they were trying to figure out a little rotation problem. Every year Ridgeview goes there, they always seem to have an injury that really impacts them, but we didn't take that for granted. We just came out and really understood it was Ridgeview and they're going to give us our best efforts, and we answered the bell to them, and then finished out with South Central Calhoun. I think when you talk a long day, South Central, who's very, I like the way she coaches. She's a little fiery, more fiery than I'll ever get, but a little bit more fiery, has that youngster gangster. You know, she just wants to get after it, wants to win all the time. And she has some nice kids. She's just lacking height. And, I think once they can get their quick offense, which is what they tried to run a little bit, once they can get that going against a bigger team, I really feel like she's going to have something special built by the end of the year.
Coach, you guys come out of there. You know you have a busy week with, you know, a couple of conference matchups on Tuesday of this week. You hosted both St. Albert and Red Oak. Red Oak came in playing very well. You mentioned South Central Calhoun and maybe running a quicker offense. You talked about it in the post game. I had brought it up. They didn't really run a quick, but they didn't run it throwing it to the ceiling either. They were kind of in between, gave you guys a little bit of trouble for part of that match. And Red Oak, who's a really good team and well-coached, able to slide by you 3-2. I could tell you were disappointed that night, but you kind of had to flush it because you had St. Albert coming up. You were able to sweep by St. Albert, but now you've had some time to reflect back. What are your thoughts from Tuesday?
Well, reflecting back, sometimes as coaches we get a little bit hysterical in our thoughts when you get down and you visit with the kids, and then, you know, you get a chance to watch the video and you look for those things that you talked about during the match. And, I kept telling the kids we need to do a better job of this. And I go back and watch the video. It's like, you know what, they were doing the best they could to do what we asked them to do. We were just frustrated that it wasn't getting done. But then you come back to practice and they answered everything that we wanted them to do in practice. And it's just now we've just got to see it carry over this weekend. And when we play these teams that, you know, we should get a little bit bigger size on them. That's going to force them to do some tipping. So hopefully are working on taking care of the tips and the roll shots. And, you know, I'm going to give Red Oak a lot of hand because, you know, Angie does a nice job in preparing them, but they ran an offense that, you know, we've seen it, but we really haven't seen it yet. And they ran that in between. I'm going to push it out, but their setter did a phenomenal job of, you know, forearm setting and normal setting from long distance and putting their hitters in good spots. But, you know, if she was going to set you, she was going to push it out no higher than that antenna. And we were slow to reacting to that. And we got it sometimes. We didn't get it sometimes. Most overall, they beat us on, they beat us on the offensive system and we did not block very well on our defensive side. So, it's one of those things that, you know, you hope you don't see them again. You know, if it is, it's going to be down there in Iowa City. But I don't know if there's anybody in the conference that's going to beat them. You know, they got Clarinda coming up, and they've got Lewis Central. They've already played Glenwood. They are a well-deserved team. I think anybody, you know, no bragging rights, but I think anybody that came out of that match realized that was a conference. That was a conference title kind of match. So we're going to need help, but it was, you look at it all, it was a fun match. We needed that match. We needed it moving forward because I don't think the rest of the way we're going to see that type of play, but at least we saw it. And then we stepped into St. Albert and we had a game match under our belt and St. Albert's had to sit and that helped us because we just flowed right back into it. We didn't have a great, you know, you look at that fifth set against Red Oak, we were tied 7-7. You know, easily could have gone either way. And then we just got in that rotation that we talked about earlier that just was not in our favor. And they had a really positive. They had the, you know, number 10 and number 4 and 7 available to hit to them all the time. And they just did a better job in finishing that game. So that's something we got to work on finishing a match or finishing a game in particular rotations. But, you know, like I said, you go back and look at it, that was a fun game to watch and be a part of. So many ups and downs, and we just had a bigger down than they did, and they were more consistent on their ups. And we're going to fix that, and we're going to get better. But we know there's more to that game than you know, I think they felt bad. They felt like they could have done more. Well, you're a high school kid. I, as a coach, could have done more, too. We, as coaches, could have done a lot more. So it's not necessarily on the kids. You know, yes, you're out there playing, but, you know, we're a team and we're going to fix these problems or these situations and come out a lot stronger from this, you know, from the games.
Coach, you mentioned headed to Galen today for the CYO. There's some really good competition. I know Helan, probably the main one that everybody knows, but some other good teams there as well this year.
Yeah, we'll start out the morning. I want to say it's going to be about 10 a.m. by the time we play, but we'll start out with St. Evans, and they're 5-4, and then we'll start out with Reston St. Mary's, and I always like them as a 1A team. Then we'll start out, then we'll go to Bishop Garrigan. And you're right, Bishop Heelan's right after that, and they're 8-7 right now. Then we'll finish with Galen Catholic.
Well, Coach, as always, we wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the family part of it on Sunday as well. So appreciate you joining us here today. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks for letting me be long-winded. You know what? Go night.
Head coach again, Rusty Wintermote with the Kemper Volleyball Team. Back with more of the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show.
Island Home for Mid-Our Real Estate Team, 110 North Maple Street. Just reduced $10,000. One-and-a-half-story home offering three spacious bedrooms and a thoughtfully designed custom kitchen, complete with all appliances. Enjoy the outdoors on the inviting covered deck, surrounded by a meticulously landscaped grounds that enhance the home's curb appeal. A large two-car detached garage provides ample parking. All of this at 110 North Maple Street with a new price of $180,000. This is Brandon Snyder with another quality offering for Mid-Our Real Estate Team. Seek your tour at MidIowaTeam.com.
We're back here at the Pizza Rancho Coaches Show talking some Carroll volleyball right now with the head coach Riley Ludwig as they get set to host their tournament coming up later this morning. We'll talk about that here a little bit later on. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I am doing well, Coach. You guys come off of a nice 3-0 sweep against Denison Schleswig at home earlier this week. You went 3-3 last weekend up at the South Central Calhoun tournament. Feeling pretty good about where your team's at and the way they're playing right now?
Yeah, we're getting better every weekend, every game, and at this point in the season, that's what you want to see. So,
where's some of that improvement and stuff at?
Just specifically, like, Josie, our setter, is making a lot of really good decisions, finding the hitter that needs the ball and mixing it up too, so they're not shutting any of us down, but she's definitely starting to establish the hitter that needs to be at that point. We're getting a lot of good touches on the block. Our serve receive the other night was probably our highest, our best serve receive game that we've had in quite some time. So very, very impressed with that.
Is that what led you to that win over Denison Schleswig, or what did you feel was, you know, what kind of was the number one reason that you were able to get that sweep?
Yeah, I think our passing and then our defense, like the touches we were getting on some of those blocks was helping. They've got a big hitter in the front row, and she's in the middle, and getting touches on her swings was, I mean, that helped our defense quite a bit.
Who was it that was doing a nice job of getting their hand on the ball and defending it well?
Amanda and Chloe, they're blocking together sometimes in the front row, which is great. It's awesome to have both of them up on the other team's outsides, but when either one of them are in the middle, they are tracking the ball. They're getting a hand on it, getting a touch, and Amanda had a couple big blocks that at times when we really needed it on Tuesday.
What is it about those two that allows them to be pretty successful at the net defensively?
I think just their height helps a little bit, but they track the ball really well. They know who's going to hit. They know who the best hitter is on the other side, and they cheat towards them. They watch the setter, and they just know that, and they're quick. They get to where they need to be, and if there's a hole, our defense can adjust to it.
Coach, I know you talked about Amanda defensively, but also finished with 10 kills, and then Anna Leah kind of becoming maybe that dominant hitter for you, finished up with 12 kills and hit .258 on the day. What do you see from them two offensively?
Making really awesome decisions. They're mixing up their shots, going to different places, swinging, rolling, tipping. They're doing what works. They're not working any harder than what they need to be. They're making decisions that scores a point or gives our side another chance to play defense and get another swing in.
And Coach Anna Leah, not just a great player at the net, but also in the back row, led you in digs. You talked about the back row and stuff and how they played. Who stood out for you, in that defensive and in the back row?
Yeah, definitely Anna Leah, and defensively, serve-receive wise, I mean, we pull her back for, I think, every rotation but one. She's back there passing. And then defensively, she's just reading the ball so well. Aubrey's doing a better job of reading the ball, picking up some tips. She picked up some tips against Denison and then again against ADM a couple weeks ago, some tips that maybe we weren't picking up in our first tournament that she was starting to get to. And then just our other DSs, Briley and Bailey and Callie, are doing a really great job in the back row too. I have them playing in different positions, and they're flexible and they're doing what they need to be doing. So
you guys won that first set Tuesday night 25-22, and then each set you progressively won by more. What was the difference to get that first set and kind of gain that momentum to get the sweep?
Yeah, Edison always gives us some trouble for some reason. they always come back. We always let them back in it. And I think just, you know, starting to figure out their defense. And but getting that first game under and kind of kicking some of those nerves out, just remembering what's happened the last couple of years at some of our first-round regional games going into five sets, and just, you know, being smart with the ball. Our serving got more aggressive, and I think we were just ready to win.
Coach, last weekend, 3-3 up at South Central Calhoun, defeated Winterset, which was a nice, you know, kind of a revenge win from them during the regular season. Also beat a good ESAC team and South Central Calhoun. Fell to Trainer Kemper and also to Ridgeview. How'd you feel like you played last weekend?
Definitely got better throughout the day. It was great to beat Winterset. Of course, we always wish that would have been our conference game, that win. But no, it felt good to beat them. Confidence builder for sure, knowing that we can beat conference teams. We just got to do it during the week. And then other than that, there was just, I mean, they got better throughout the day. And we started with Ridgeview and went to 3 with them. Kind of a disappointing one there, you know, thinking about, you know, the mistakes we made at maybe some really crucial times. But we took that, we went from it, and just continued to improve.
What was the difference for you between Winterset, you know, during the regular conference schedule and up at the tournament the other day?
I think we improved a ton up at the net offensively. We were hitting balls harder and in spots where we weren't against them the first time. Our passers were getting up defensively and service receive wise, and it gave us a chance to run our offense. And we have some really great hitters that we need to be able to use. So our defense getting the ball up to Josie and giving her 3 options to use more often, I think it kind of threw the other side off a little bit.
You guys host your own tournament starting at 8:30 this morning. You've got Spencer, Storm Lake, IKM, Manning, Newell Fonda, Audubon, Fort Dodge, and South Central Calhoun there. That sounds like a pretty talented tournament. What's the pools look like, and what are you hoping to see from the girls today?
Yeah, we get Manning, Newell Fonda, and Fort Dodge in ours, and then Spencer, South Central, Audubon, and Storm Lake are in the other one. So we're just excited to play, excited to get some wins, but also excited to be challenged a little bit. I think there's a couple teams there that are going to be tough to beat, and I just think that if we go in, we're focused, and we do the things, and we play the way we've been playing, we'll be fine.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. I'll see you a little bit later this morning up there at the tournament. So best of luck, and looking forward to catching up with you later on.
Thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Riley Ludwig with the Carroll Tiger volleyball team. We're back with more of the Beach Ranch Coaches Show here on the CB Sports Network and KCIM.
Hey, moms and dads out there, let Pizza Ranch make feeding your family fun and affordable. Every Tuesday night, kids 12 and under eat free. Whether they love the pizza, chicken, or mac and cheese, you'll make them all happy. When you're on the go with sports, church, or, well, just life, come in for a quick and delicious buffet. The best part is, they'll do the dishes. Pizza Ranch makes family meals fun and fast. For delivery or carryout, call 792-3456. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Dina Finneran, the head girls tennis coach of the Cameron Knights, joining us, of course, on this Saturday morning here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Knights will be back in action a little bit later on today as they've got the team event coming up here at home. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing here today?
Pretty good. Pretty excited about this coming Saturday for our team districts.
Yep, you guys got Iowa Falls Alden coming into town, Class 1A Region 7, but let's bounce back. It was an extremely long day, but it was a very successful day, especially for Charlotte Schwabe as she qualifies for state. You guys headed over to Boone, then had to finish things up after getting started barely in Boone, had to go play indoor and outdoor tennis over in Ames, but Charlotte didn't seem like she let that affect her at all.
No, she started off really good. She played a girl from Seidel and beat her quite easily 6-0, 6-0. Then she moved on to a girl from Ballard and again beat her with a 6-0, 6-0 team score as well.
Moved into the semifinals, kind of rolled through those first three rounds, looking at the score, 6-1, 6-love against, you know, the young lady from Boone there in the semifinals. Was she really pushed at all, or were most of those games pretty easy games for her?
They were pretty easy. The girl from Boone, she had her strengths. She had a really good serve, but Charlotte handled her pretty easily.
Then the championship match, she ends up falling to a young lady from North Polk, won the first set, then dropped the next two. What went right in the first set, and then what kind of changed after that?
You know, Charlotte has a really good swing, and the girl from North Polk had a hard time kind of keeping up with her, and Charlotte was able to move her around. But it was a long day, and I think it just caught up with her. And the other girl, you know, they were both really good. They were both very competitive. And the other girl was just able to pull it out at the end.
And, Coach, you talk about the long day. You guys were scheduled to start at 9 in the morning in Boone. I know I was texting with you at like 10 o'clock that night, and Charlotte was just getting ready in a way, or just kind of in the process of playing that championship match. So how did you guys keep her especially focused, you know, and fed and you know, all of that throughout such a long day?
You know, I mean, just keep talking to her and, you know, just kind of, we kept watching the games and, you know, just keep her moving. And, you know, but it was kind of hard because we had to keep going. Some of our games had to play outside. So then you were looking at different court textures and it was windy outside. And then she had to play inside, which again, you were dealing with different textures of the court and the lighting was different. So she had to really adapt in her playing.
And it sounds like she did that pretty well.
Yeah, she adapted very well.
Coach, let's talk about some of the other kids that performed for you on Wednesday. Meredith Sturm and Mirabelle Abraham picked up a win in their opening round in doubles, then ended up falling in the quarterfinals. Reagan and Rhea also ended up falling in their opening round match for doubles. We'll talk Bella here in singles in a moment, but what did you see from your doubles teams?
Oh, our doubles team, they played very well. Meredith and Mirabelle, they played very well. They won their first one. They had some great serves. They returned awesome. They really communicated well to be able to advance into their second game. They just played a team that, just put on a good game, but they competed very well with each other. Reagan and Raya, they competed very well together. And even the games that they played, it was a very close match. And, you know, that they came to some tiebreakers, and the other team, they just ended up coming up with that extra point and, you know, was able to win the set.
Did they end up playing most of their stuff inside or outside, or did it kind of, you know, how did things work out for them, whether or not they were playing indoors or outdoors?
Both of my doubles, they had to play their first set outdoors in Boone. And then we had to transfer to Ames, and then they did their second set indoors. So they both had to adapt, too, to the different conditions.
And how windy, and was it raining during their outdoor stuff at Boone, or did you get lucky enough to get it in before the rain started?
We got lucky enough. We got to start before the rain, and then right as they were finishing their first set is when it just started to rain.
Coach, Bella Lou in singles, man, I feel for that young lady. Sounds like she played really, really well. Ended up losing both sets 7-6. So how well did she play and what did she do well?
Bella played very well, yes. It was both 6-7, 6-7 when she lost. She brought it right to the end. Her serves were really great. Her strokes were really good. She fought really hard through the whole time. And, she played really great, as I said, but it just came down to that last point, and the girl was able just to hit that last point and get it in.
What are you looking at Saturday for the team? This is a chance for the team to be able to move on through the postseason. You got Iowa Falls Alden coming in. What do you know about them, and what are you hoping to see from your girls?
From what I've seen, I think we should be able to move forward. I don't know too much about their team, but from what I've heard, I think my girls should do very well against them. So I'm looking forward to going to Fort Dodge on Wednesday.
Coach, let's talk as well then about Charlotte at State. Talk about, you know, what you know right now. I'm sure seedings aren't out. I haven't seen them yet anyway. So what's she feeling about with the individual state tournament, and where does she get a go to play that?
So we're going to Coralville. And, seedings aren't out yet. We haven't had that meeting. So right now we're just going to keep practicing and working on her fundamentals and keep her attitude up, and looking forward to going. She's pretty excited. She's happy that she's made it that far.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a terrific season so far. Best of luck coming up today against Iowa Falls Alden, and we look forward to catching up with you again here soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Head Coach Dina Finner, and again, joining us here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. We're back with more on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network.
Hey, drivers, got a flat, bald, or just plain boring set of tires? New Way Ford in Coon Rapids has the cure, and it's rolling in hot. Right now, buy three tires, get the fourth for just $1. That's right, $1. Cheaper than your morning coffee. Get in on the deal. Buy three tires, get the fourth for $1. Only at New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. Come drive the difference.
Pete Ranch Coaches Show rolling on this Saturday morning as we talk Kemper Cross Country right now with head coach Thomas Nelson. And the Knights have done very well here the last couple of meets out. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. I get the sense that you're pretty pleased with how things are going right now.
I am. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for having us here. And yeah, we're really happy with where we're at this point in the season and looking forward to next week's meets.
Let's start Tuesday. You guys went up to Storm Lake. A little bit of a warmer day and stuff, but looks like the kids still performed pretty well for you.
Yeah, we were really happy with how our kids did at Tuesday at Storm Lake. We use a website that kind of projects potential standings at every meet, and the vast majority of our kids exceeded where they were expected to land in the meet as far as place goes. So we were really happy with that, and we also saw some kids run some pretty good times. So we're really happy with the effort that we saw up at Storm Lake.
Let's start off on the boys' side. Fletch beating Ledger. He's not feeling the greatest, but still went out and ran well the way it sounds. Who else stood out for you on the boys' side of things?
Fletch, first off, you know, we just really appreciated, you know, we tell kids a lot that you barely ever wake up and feel 100%, right? There's always something, whether it's your hip hurts, you've got a sore throat, you've got a cough, and that we just got to stay mentally tough and realize we can still run through that. And Fletch has been a great example to our team in doing that, that, you know, it doesn't really matter how he feels. He shows up and gives his 100% for that day, whether it's at practice or at meets. So he did a really good job. He got 18th, which is exactly kind of where we thought he'd get. And I know he's looking forward to, you know, taking the weekend, hopefully feeling a little better, and then getting back to, you know, feeling 100% and running 100% at the same time. So we're really happy with his run. I thought Tom and Oliver both had a really good races. They really put themselves out there early and got in good position, and that helped them kind of, like we talked about, exceed their expectations. And then another kid on our boys' side, another senior, Jacob McCarger, who's ran varsity for us at least a portion of the season the last 3 years, and he has earned his way back onto the varsity team by his performance at Holstein and now at Storm Lake. And I was really happy to see that. He just looked so confident when he was running. I saw him about at the 2 mile mark, and he had a big smile on his face. And I said, "You should be smiling because you're running great. now please speed up." He had a good day. And then we also had two other seniors who came back and ran actually their first race of the year, Cohen Stipe and Maddox Bellinghausen, who I thought for their first race did a really good job. And we've talked about the senior class before, just, you know, having high character kids, and they've been a really important part of our team. So it was just fun to see them run.
And Coach, you mentioned, you know, Ridgeview. That was just on Saturday, so kind of a quick turnaround Saturday to Tuesday. Not that runners aren't used to that, but did you like to see the progress made from Saturday, even though that was a morning meet to the afternoon meet in the heat on Tuesday?
Yeah, I thought, you know, it's going, there were a third and fourth meet, and I think a lot of kids just showed that they were learning kind of their race strategy a little better and execution of the plan, and as far as also getting out and finding kids that they could go with that would push them for their times. So I did think we were able to use Holstein to run a little better at Storm Lake.
Who stood out for you up at Holstein last Saturday?
I'd start off with Dayden.
Yep.
Dayden just had a really good race up there, really put himself out there. He's fourth in our class. He ran a 17:06. He just looked super smooth the whole time. And then also Oliver and Wyatt. Those guys, we've talked about this before, they're so important to us as our 4 and our 5 runners just because they have the opportunity to really – improve their score each meet. There's more kids kind of around the places that they usually get, where the pack separates a little more when you're looking at the top 15 compared to 15 through 35. And those guys both just had awesome races and looked really confident. And then, you know, we just ran a workout yesterday morning, a track workout, and I thought both those guys did really good on that too. So I'm really looking forward to their second half of the season.
And Coach, I know when I talked with you last Saturday about that meet, you were hoping to finish well as a team third. Got to be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, we were super happy with how we finished. It was a really strong meet, and I know that probably sound like I'm on a recording saying that over and over again, but we've just found some meets that have a lot of ranked teams, and
yep.
It's helped our team kind of excel, and it helped us run better times. So, yeah, we're happy to be going down there, and we're happy with our finish.
Yeah, and you guys scheduled a really tough schedule this year with challenging meets to push this group. Let's bounce to the girls now. We'll start with Saturday. How did you feel like things went for the girls? Logan Lee, who's led you a bit this year, led you again on Saturday.
Yeah, Logan's been super consistent for us. Actually, I was just talking to her yesterday about raising our floor. It's not so much about whether you PR every race, but is your average time down from a year ago? And her average time is like 2 minutes better than a year ago every race. So that's just awesome improvement. She's been super consistent. She's been our 2-1 now and our 3 runner. And I thought she just put herself out there, got a really good start in a really big race. There are just lots of kids there. And she just got herself out to a good spot and had a great race.
And then Tuesday, the girls also ran up at Storm Lake, finished 10th overall. You got your number one from last year back in Casey Weeder, and how did she look in her first meet out?
Oh, it was just awesome seeing her run. We tried to kind of tamper down her expectations. Her expectations for herself are so high that I just had to kind of remind her, you know, this is your first time racing in really a year. And you know, the success is just finishing the race, and success is just being able to run. But of course, she did much better than just being able to run. She yeah. was in the 24s, which if you would have told me ahead of time she could get that at her first race back, I probably would have been like, yeah, I hope, but realistically, maybe not. She was our number one runner. She finished 49th, which was kind of around where she was expected as a runner last year. So just super good to finish right where kind of she would have been, you know, not even missing a step. Anna then finished second for us, just 3 seconds behind Casey, and really probably I think had the race of her life. I think she just was feeling really good, realized, you know, that she could go with Casey, and that's one example of where Casey coming back helps all the other girls. She's a really good leader, and Anna kind of went with her and had a great race, so that was really fun to see. And another girl who really kind of stood out on Tuesday was Meredith Pedig. She was just in her second race. And she finished 4th on our varsity team, which is really cool. She's a freshman. She actually joined originally kind of mid-season to manage and then decided that she wanted to give running a shot. And she's just shown that she's a natural runner. She's got tremendous potential, and she seems very eager to try to reach that potential. So we're really looking forward to having her running the rest of the season moving forward.
Well, Coach, and I know this coming week you guys are splitting up a little bit in a way, first time this year, but Tuesday the girls are heading off to a meet down at Tri-Center. The boys will run Saturday down at Harlan. So we wish you the best of luck in both of those. Congrats on a terrific week, and nice to see your top runners continuing and all your runners continuing to get better. So we appreciate all the time here today, and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks for your coverage. Go Tigers, go Knights, and happy homecoming to everyone.
You bet. Head coach, of course, Thomas Nelson with the Kemper Cross Country Teams. We're back with more here on the Pizza Ranch Coachy Show.
Sure, summer's almost over, but your to-do list isn't. If your roof's been leaking, your windows are whistling, and your siding's seen better days, don't panic. There's still time to fix it before winter throws a tantrum. Call Brinks Exteriors for a free, budget-friendly estimate. Roofing, siding, windows, gutters, you name it, we'll get your home cozy, sealed, and ready for fall. Plus, we back every project with an extensive warranty and satisfaction guaranteed. Brinks Exteriors, because wait till next year isn't a great plan. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today.
Back here on the Beach Ranch Coachy Show on this Saturday morning, talking with Deb Danner, of course, the swim coach with the Carroll Tigers. They're coming off their first home meet of the season, just the second meet of the year, but their first home meet back on Tuesday. They'll be back in action again at coming up yet today as they are traveling up to Fort Dodge. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You should be. You've got a young group that is just two meets into the season, but you were telling me several personal best already the other night against Lewis Central. So swimming some great times the way it seems here early in the season.
Yeah, for sure. These girls are starting out really well for me. Really proud of what they're giving me right now, and you know, knowing that they're going to get even better as the season goes on. So yeah, we're starting out, I think, at a really good spot right now. We lost the meet last night, but we're up against a ranked team, so you know, the fact that we can pull off a couple of first places and some seconds, I was real happy with that.
Yeah, five first places to be exact on that, and then I think you had maybe six second places as well the other night. Coach, you talk about seeing that kind of competition. That kind of gives the girls kind of an idea early on of where they need to get to be at that level then, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. They can see that, you know, it's going to take a little bit more yet to if they want to try and make it to state, so you know, because these girls from other teams, they're going to keep improving too. So, you know, we know we've got to, you know, go double time with it and really get going on it. And that way we can be competitive with them at state.
Relays did well for you the other night. You won the 200 medley relay and the 200 free. You also finished up in second in the 400 freestyle. I thought it was interesting because you told me that you know that you have a lot of options, and I know there's been years where you're almost kind of changing things up almost all the way to the postseason. I get the sense that could be similar this year.
Very much so. Yeah, I've got quite a few options going right now for a medley relay, and so that'll be the biggest event that I can change up for every single meet. My 200 and my 400 are actually kind of getting closer to where they're going to be, but we still got a few things that we can play with there. You know, it just depends on what individual events I end up putting them into. Try not to do back-to-back events on them, so that can get a little rough for them, but yeah, you know, that medley, we've got a lot of different ways we can go with that right now. So, you know, that's pretty exciting that I've got girls that really do well in all of the different strokes. So I'm really excited about that. Can't wait to see what we end up doing again.
Coach, you mentioned not usually trying to put kids in back-to-back events. It looks like Harper Ladwig swam in that 200 freestyle relay, then turned right around and had a PR, personal best, in the 100 backstroke, taking first place in both of those events.
Yeah, so the 200 free relay, we do take a five-minute break after
okay.
That one. So she does get to catch her breath for just a second or two. So, but, you know, she likes the backstroke, and so I know she's always going to work hard at doing very well with it. So, you know, even with just a five-minute break, I know she's going to have a terrific swim.
Who else do you feel like swam really well? I know Briley Barron's had a personal best, and you said several other girls did as well on Tuesday night.
Yeah, so, like, my relays did very well. The 400 free relay, we had a couple of girls that went a 100 on their splits. So I feel like we're going to get under that minute mark easily on Saturday up at Fort Dodge. So, yeah, it's, you know, those were some great swims. So that was Grace who went a 100 and, who else did we have?
Sophia,
Briley went a 100. So yeah, you know, Briley just had an all around great meet. You know, she did fantastic. Personal best in her butterfly, went a 100 lead off on her, four free relay, which is a personal best also. Personal best in her 50 free. So, yeah, she had a great meet. She's got to be real happy with that.
Yeah.
You know, all the girls did very well.
You mentioned her in the 50 free. You go first and second with her and Harper in that event.
Yeah, so, yeah, Harper had, she did very well. She kind of missed her turn a little bit, so she wasn't real happy about that, but she still pulled off a second place finish. And, you know, if we can work on that turn a little bit and nail that down better, yeah, she's going to be a lot happier with her times as she gets faster.
And it seems like Sophia Malone really good kind of in those relays for you.
Oh, definitely. Sophia is, she's a great relay girl. You know, she's there for the team all the way through. She doesn't want to let the rest of her relay down, so she really just, she goes hard. She can swim her individuals very well, too. You know, she went a personal best in her 100 breaststroke going to 120. So, yeah, you know, she's determined. She works hard in practice. She's a tough swimmer, so I'm looking forward to some more of her swims.
Coach, you'll get to see those today. You're headed up to Fort Dodge, looks like Algona. Of course, Fort Dodge, Spencer, and Sioux City West all going to be there. Who's the biggest challenges to you guys?
Sioux City West. They are stacked throughout the entire meet. They're going to be stacked. Spencer's going to have a few really good swimmers. Algona's got one really good swimmer. Not real sure about Fort Dodge right now, but yeah, Sioux City's going to be, you know, we're just going to go after them one for one and you know, see if we can take them out once in a while.
Goals for Saturday then? Goals for today?
So we're just looking for some personal best times again. Would love to see some first, second place finishes. Hopefully that happens. Like I said, Sioux City is a very stacked team, so they are going to come out really strong.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. I know you got the meet coming up here in just an hour or so. So appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck, and we look forward to seeing how the girls do.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Girls Swim Team. We're back with more here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show on KCIM.
Stone Printing and Office Supply in Carroll has everything you need to freshen up your office this fall. A new chair, workstation, storage solutions, and more. Make your space work for you. Visit Stone Printing and Office Supply now.
Thanks for joining us here on the Peach Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. Again, want to thank Craig Rowetter, Ryan Steinkamper, Rusty Wintermote, Riley Ludwig, Dina Finneran, Thomas Nelson, and Deb Danner for all joining us. Don't forget our Player of the Game banners are up at the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. You can find the audio broadcast from all three of last night's game, Audubon at Cam, Carroll at Lewis Central, and OABCIG at Kemper. Those are podcasted on the Listen to the Past Games at 1380 KCIM.com. Also, the video broadcast of the Carroll OABCIG game on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. And again, you can also go back and listen to the New Way Forward scoreboard show from last night. And again, you can find that on the podcast center at sports.1380kcim.com. Mason Nealon and I will type up recaps of all of last night's football and also all of today's volleyball and swimming and tennis. All of that coming up for you again. later on this weekend on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcm.com. Local schedule today, it's a busy Saturday in volleyball. Carroll Tigers hosting their tournament. That got underway at 8:30 this morning. Audubon and ICAM Manning and South Central Calhoun playing there. Kemper going to the CYO tournament up at Galen Catholic. That starts at 10 this morning. Arweavas at the Bouyer Valley tournament starting at 9 this morning. And Coon Rapids Baird going to the OABCAG tournament starting at 10. Carroll Girls Swim Team, they're up in Fort Dodge today. That'll start at 10:30. And in girls tennis today, you got to Audubon at Atlantic in Class 1A Region 3. And in Class 1A Region 7, it is Kemper hosting Iowa Falls Alden, depending on the weather. Those are scheduled for 10 o'clock starts this morning. Thanks again for joining us here for this Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. We'll be back next week. Appreciate you joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.